USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Colonial Pipeline says it has begun to restart operation of its pipeline to start delivering fuel to eastern and southern states once again. The pipeline had been offline since last Friday after the company was hit with a ransomware attack. Colonial says it may take several days for the pipeline to get back to full capacity and that there may be some intermittent service interruptions as operations return to normal. Gas stations in several southeastern states saw long lines on Tuesday, with many running out of gas as people worried about a possible shortage. And President Biden met with the top congressional leaders of both parties Wednesday to discuss his infrastructure bill. The president has put forth a more than $2 trillion package, with Republicans countering with a smaller bill that focuses on core infrastructure. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes there's room for a bipartisan agreement on an infrastructure package, but told reporters after the meeting that he made it clear to the president that Senate Republicans would not agree to a tax hike to pay for the bill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.